A word for you from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. Now Paul is ending his letter. It's quite a long ending. But he starts here by saying, finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus, that as you receive from us how to walk and to please God, just as you are doing, do so more and more. And then he goes on to this, and you must realize then that this is part of the more and more. And that is the will of God, which is our sanctification. There are about 5 different places in the New Testament where it describes what the will of God is. In one place, the Lord Jesus said, "This is the will of God, that you should know the Father and Him whom He sent." Now, here is another way of describing. This is a multifaceted will of God. And what is it? Your sanctification. Now, it is true that through salvation, God declares us righteous. If by His grace we've brought our sins to the cross, He forgives, He cleanses, and He declares us righteous by His own standards, because Christ is our substitution. But it doesn't end there. That is why Paul says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification." In other words, that your old self is cleansed away continually. And there are various instructions in the New Testament about how to deal with the old self. In Romans 6, Paul says also that we should reckon ourselves dead to sin and alive to God through Jesus Christ. And then he details dead to sin because of the cross. And he says, when Christ died, we died with Him. And when He rose again, we rose with Him. That is part of the sanctifying process. That is how we understand the way that God works. For, dear friend, it doesn't help to try and sanctify yourself. There is no use in trying to pull yourself up by your shoelaces. After all, isn't that why you came to Christ? You realized you couldn't save yourself and that only God could save you? Now, the same thing with sanctification. Only He can sanctify, and He does it through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and through the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit of God every day, and as Paul says, more and more.